52. We're in the middle of the list of the 24 things which are ma'akev hasatshuva. So, I think I'll just read through it quickly, and then we'll see. I mentioned the Rambam also brings down these 24. We're in the middle of the list of the 24 things that he brings down, which are ma'akev hasatshuva.
24?
That's
26.
That's 24.
You're already
going
about
two. Right. So that means they don't stop the tshuva, but say they make it more difficult for tshuva. Yeah.
Number
50? Number 52.
Oh.
Right, so we started the list. So we'll quickly see through the list. It doesn't explain any of them what's particular about these ones that they make tshuva more difficult. We mentioned the Rambam categorizes them. We'll see. We'll read it quickly, and maybe we'll see the Rambam how he. Okay, let's see how it goes. So we're in the middle of the list. We saw. Where are we? I'm not sure where we're up to.
I don't know because
okay, we'll start the list
I missed
again.
Monday.
We didn't have it Monday. I also missed on Monday.
Thank you very much that you didn't have anything Monday.
That's my fault.
It doesn't matter. It's always your fault. Start to get used to this idea. Okay. Like yes. I used mine.
So we'll quickly read through the list and we won't stop.
I think first what we read is one is against immodesty. Number 7.
Okay, I don't have numbers here. 1 second. 1, 2. Yeah, we're stacking about nice. Okay. Yeah, I think you're right. So after that, now I'll carry three through the rest quickly, and then we'll see how the Rambam categorizes them and explains them.
One who shares.
The cholek im ganav. That means he shares with a thief. Yeah. Somebody stole. You didn't steal yourself. Somebody else stole, and you share with him. You split his booty with him. We'll see why that's a problem.
It is. Rambam come.
Yeah. Okay. What's particular about that one? More than any other, more than stealing. It doesn't say stealing.
Someone who Babu Kam shares about the person who not steal.
So we'll see. We'll see all of them how they.
But I also have excuse because it's happened after you. After you.
This is a lunch here.
We're going through the list at the end of this Sha'ana from Anin, and the list of 24 things which he calls Ma'ake with the Trover, which make Trover more difficult. So one of the lists is the next one on the list was Ha'oimer Echter Va'oshel. Someone who says, he spoke about this in the beginning of the Sha'ana. Someone who says he's going to do tshuva, he'll do the sin avir and then he'll do tshuva. Okay, v'chinam with the Mishnah, or imeach the oshuv ain't maspikin b'alei lasas tshuva. That means doesn't mean we don't let him again. It'll be more difficult for him to tshuva. And the Mishnah carries on. It's also echter yemek poor mechapeh. Included in that is also somebody who says he will do an avir and then yem kippur will be a chapeh. I suppose that means. He'll do tshuva and yom ha'kipurim will be mechaper then as well. Ain yom ha'kipurim mechaper. So that sounds like he's saying yom ha'kipurim won't help at all.
Right.
So other ones we're saying till now, where you're
being said,
right. So all the other ones we've said till now, you were saying it doesn't mean tshuva doesn't work. It means will be more difficult.
Yes,
we're not going to do this. Right.
Here.
This sounds like that.
Then you can do your teshuva, but nothing to do with Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a good way. On this aware.
Yeah, well, maybe the teshuva will work, but okay. Well, right, let's see about that.
It's like try to battle Lechat Hilo by this.
Right, good. Good. He honors himself with his friend's shame, downfall. In other words, he uses the other person's shame or thing to push himself up.
Okay, it is typical now. See, come person. Somebody sit on his feet. Another person said to this person, can you move? Because it's and person who coming, who is doing it, said, no, don't worry about it. As soon I'm sensitive and you jerk, You try to help your Jew. You embarrass me because I try to help you. But you holy person.
Right. So no, no, you holy person.
See, you sensitive. You good.
So I'll shake my head. This one seems a very particular.
This is happening every time.
Right. In other words, it's not necessarily the fact that you embarrass the person. It could be that somebody else embarrassed him. And you use that as embarrassment to make yourself look better or to push yourself up. Again, we'll see exactly why this particular formulation that's worse than any other than embarrassing himself. Okay. But Polish from the table, someone who separates from the table.
It's also need to know
what it means. Yeah, we'll see all of these what the problem is. Or Mavaze Avisov. Someone who not embarrassed, someone who not shames, one who scorn. How would they translate them? Mavaze Avisov?
One who belittles.
Belittles, okay, yes.
I don't know this word.
Forbearance. It means his parents, his ancestors.
What does it mean? Reisenhoff has not been any value, not been any real great value.
I express no great value in my parents or teachers. Right?
Yeah.
I didn't know this word.
Okay, and the same thing with the Mavaze Rabbeisov, he belittles his teachers, his rabbi. The Makalel is a rabbi, or someone who curses the rabbi, the Kal, in general, okay? The Ma'akev is a rabbi, somebody who stops people doing, the rabbi, doing mitzvahs. Right, again, there's some people we see too often. People have a certain, like, to get all righteous indignation and say, no, why do you need this? Like, hey, if they want to do something yourself, you're free to do that. But you take it upon themselves to stop other people as well. That's one of these 24 things.
Stands away from the school.
Excuse me, I didn't understand.
In Tel Aviv, the mayor said he can't have the tefillin stands too near the school. Take them away, far away from the school.
This stand of Chabad Square.
Yes, it's very good. I think they should be not 100 meters, but they should be much further. Okay, fine.
Okay.
Much further.
All right. Similar type of idea. Someone who influences his friend and he turns him away from the right path to the wrong path. Vahamishtamish vahavoyte shal oni. Someone who uses vahavoyte, I think is like a mashkin or something. How do they translate them? This one?
This number, just a second, I missed. 16. One who used the pledge of the
verse. Right, the pledge means the mashkin.
Okay. Yeah,
in other words, you take a mashkin from the oni and you use it, okay, or see your reports. So terrible
about that. Because you know that he could not pay.
Right, okay. V'amekabel shrichat aminas lahatos achirim bedin. Somebody who accepts a bribe in order to try and influence others.
Oh, no.
How do they translate this?
To bribe, to pervert the judgment of others. In other case,
I'll give
you only one example. One example, okay?
So what does that mean exactly? You're the judge and you're going to judge wrong?
No. I'm clerk in a court.
Right.
I take bribes and then put your file on the button.
Yeah, okay, right. So that's what I say. Someone who you take a bribe, so again, it doesn't say that what you might.
It doesn't take it when you have paper. If on the button, but you'll decide it in 3 years from now.
Or it's helping the person.
No, it's not helping. A person who is waiting for judgment. I need to get money from him.
There's
two people.
Again, he doesn't say that you would have thought perhaps the most normal case is someone who takes bribes himself. He says, no, we're talking about again.
Somebody else.
Takes bribes to not judge. Not for yourself. Right, that's what we're saying. That is Achirim. Okay, that's an interesting one. And Vamoitzi Aveda Lenim Azirala Baneha. Okay. Someone who finds an Aveda, a friend's a lost object, and does not return it to its owner. He sees his son going on the wrong path and he doesn't try and set him straight.
One who sees
right, and just
95% of parents, right?
Okay, well, obviously it has to be done in a way which will help, as we'll see. Okay, v'oichel shoyd aniyim yisrimel manos. Somebody who consumes, eats. Shoyd, is that something which is stolen? Again, how do they translate this one?
he could partake of spoils, means for poor,
meant for the poor,
orphans and widows. So
right. He uses something which is set aside for the poor people, and he takes it from them. V'cholik al divrei chachamim, there's an argument against the chachamim. V'choshev k'sherim. Interesting one. Choshev k'sherim. That's so terrible. Okay, I mean, we know that's not a good thing. That's one of the 24 things. Yeah, you forced me. Harbor suspicions, suspect somebody falsely.
Yes, right. You make false assumption about another.
Okay. And that stops tshuva, stops, makes it difficult to tshuva. Somebody who hates rebuke. Right, that one we can understand very well.
You don't take
criticism.
If you don't take
criticism, right, how can ever start? Right. Yeah. That's a very obvious you want.
Totally
you
the last
one. It's like a vicious circle. Yeah. Right. I always wondered, somebody has some. Yeah, there's some people like it's a similar type of idea, I suppose. You have people who hate criticism. You also have people who just don't understand. Yeah, I've heard it's the same thing. They can't understand they've done something wrong. They always see what they've done. They always manage to understand their actions as being right. Yeah, they can't see, try and explain to them they've done something wrong. It just doesn't go in. Yeah. No. So there's such a person, how can you ever start? I know, it always bothers me. Some bad midas, it seems almost impossible to get over because the mid itself makes it. Stops you knowing you have this bad
mood. I think it's not go as far as you describe it. They refuse to hear criticism not because they think they're right. Usually people.
Well, yes, I'm saying, yeah,
they refuse criticism.
Yeah, I'm saying that's not exactly it's what I'm saying.
Seldom. If a person thinks that he always right, okay, he needs much more help than any teshuva. Yeah. Because he idiot. He needs a psychiatrist. Because normal person understands that sometimes it could be wrong.
Yeah. Right?
Because it's already mental sickness when I always write, because it's just physically impossible.
Right. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Here is different things why people react on criticism very violently.
Yeah.
Why? Because for them, message not important. Important their stature.
Right. Okay.
How I related to you. It seems that if you correct me, you immediately make yourself better than I. Which is also crazy.
Yeah. And okay, I see the psychology behind
it.
Okay.
I'm right. Sorry. Yeah.
Right, okay. And the last one in this list is a Marig al HaMitzvahs, one who makes fun, he mocks the mitzvahs. Okay. Mm-hmm. So some of these we understand very well why they may make it difficult to trust.
There's also one very good technique. How to make previously things to criticize the person. For example, you see that I do this wrong or something, okay? The best thing to come and say, you could not believe Michael. Unless last week I did the same thing. I did the same by accident. I discovered that Cornfield told me. You know, I could not believe it.
Right, because as you just said,
right now we're the same.
Yeah. See, the problem is that the person feels that you're feeling better than him, so you're making yourself not better.
Right now he's the same.
Right.
You're not better than me.
So all of these 24, again, some of them, that's quite obvious. Others, it seems very interesting, strange, that very minor things, and also very particular cases. He doesn't explain any of them.
But it's not even explaining.
It's not explaining, it seems in any order.
I have again feeling, unless you will prove that he describing good Jew.
Yeah.
It's nothing to do with Teshuva.
Yeah.
Okay. He described,
these are 24 things which make Teshuva difficult.
Yes, I understood. This is what I don't understand.
Papa,
what good Jew? You read this and then.
I wouldn't say that they seem to be very particular and strange. There are many things you could have said. And I mean,
what else you can say?
Okay, so let's see. So one second, let's see how. So that's what he said. I said we need to explain why and what. Look now,
Rambam explained Rabban
Yon. I didn't say anything. He also said these 24 things. So it looks like this was a Chazal somewhere. So the Shulim, a lot of the Shulim bring it. Ben Yonah brings it. Rambam, the Rif brings it. The Miri, and we don't have this anywhere. We say, right? It suddenly brings down a true Rambam which says that it's not anywhere in Chazal. I don't know, but it seems that from the Shreim is that you're such a Chazal. It's a strange order of the 24 things, doesn't seem any order or any reason. So Rambam categorizes them in five categories here. He also goes through these four. So anyway, two copies. I meant to make three. Mine's
it's okay.
Yeah. Okay. So the Rambam puts it into five categories. Right. So Rambam puts it into five categories.
Yeah.
These 24 things, and totally separate them. This order. And let's say one thing before we start the Rambam. But when he did say in the beginning, all of these 24, he seemed to say, are talking about things which a person was again nechshal but tomid. Repeatedly or over on these averes, these are makir the shuvah. And that's the other Rambam. So Rambam has a whole perek dedicated to this idea. Fourth perek of Hilchos Teshuvah, perek of V. So he puts five categories, four categories was five, and one was four. Okay, let's see. Abol ve'esrim dvorim ma'akvin es teshuvah. Again, 24 things. Four of them, abol mehen ovin godoil. Four of them are because it's such a great sin. Because it's such a great sin, Hashem doesn't help you, doesn't want you to do tshuva, doesn't want you, doesn't not interested in your tshuva. As we've seen many times, we need Hashem's help in doing tshuva. So it's going to be very difficult. Again, would be possible to do tshuva. It's going to be difficult to do tshuva when Hashem is not interested in helping you do that. So that's the first category. Four things which are big affairs. Elohim, number one, Hamachti Asarabin. As we had right in the middle of the list here, we had people who cause others to sin. Or b'chalal avoyin zeh, included in that is a ma'akev esarabim milasif mitzvah. So again, in Aben Yehuda, it didn't actually say ma'akev esarabim. He just said somebody who stops other people doing mitzvahs. Mm-hmm. Rambam says this means somebody who makes other people do averus. Also included in that is also somebody even not making them do averus. Even if you just stop the rabbin doing a mitzvah, that in the eyes of Hashem is very serious averus, and he's not going to be interested in your tshuva. Number one. That's number one.
Right.
Number two, similar idea. Hamata es chaviroi midech toiv olalo. Again, this is exactly the same lashon as when Yena. Similar idea. You influence him. You move him away from a good path to a bad path. Like a mitzvah midiach. So. Okay, that's a mach. The first one was a machdias harabim, and this is even a yochid, even a what's one person you influence him to do bad. Third one, haroye benoi yotzar b'shoah. So here he thinks this idea, which we saw again, somebody who sees his son going on the wrong path, the einay meicha biyadoi. So he explains it to me. Wow. It's the same idea. Why is that?
One of the four.
So he's saying it's the same idea as these first two.
He wants us to telling time after time after time, because you know it's a big responsibility.
Right. So he's explaining it to mean that the same idea as the first two. Since he was, but your son was under your control. We're talking about, he's assuming that you could have stopped him. You're in a position of authority to have. He would have listened to you.
We're talking before bar mitzvah.
I don't know.
Talking before the generation.
No, I'm
just
right.
Interested in what Rambam.
I don't know, either, I suppose, either,
or,
he's not
Maharik. Yeah, because Rabbi Moshe Rabbeinu didn't manage to do it. It is what I'm trying to
Moshe tell. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't manage.
That his sons were far from.
Moshe Rabbeinu?
Yeah, yes. And his grandson already even built.
What was wrong with Moshe Rabbeinu's sons?
Moshe Rabbeinu's grandson was involved in this idol of silver star. How you call? Was he was priest of Avodah Zorah?
Which grandson?
I don't remember the name. I don't know of it.
So as we said,
right now it's very strange that he included in this.
Right. So he's saying, right. So he's saying we're talking about somebody. We're basing it on the assumption he could have stopped him.
Right.
Obviously, if he knows he couldn't have, if it wouldn't have worked.
It's very good.
We're saying that the whole point here is again, like the same as the first ones. This is just a situation of somebody which you could have stopped doing the resident. A son is a good case. Because he's assuming you would have listened.
Let's finish this group. And
right, I'll finish this group. In this one, Chalavain Zeh Kosh Efshim Adim Ches Nechem explains that the same applies to anybody. Right? We're choosing to talk about a son because that's the most magnificent. Okay? And the fourth one of this group is Omer Echter V'Oshov. That's an interesting one. He says the reason someone says, I'll sin and I'll do tshuva, or Chal Zeh Omer Echter V'Kom Mechaper, the reason for this again, that's an interesting one, is the reason why would you say it's like I'll do an aveir, I'll do tshuva. Why is it difficult to do tshuva? So maybe, I mean, not interested in these games. What do you mean? You're doing that using the truva as an excuse to do an aveira. That we're not going to eat the truva. So he's saying no. He's saying the reason why someone who says echda v'oshel is difficult for him to truva is because it's a very serious aveira. It's a goydel oven. It's the same degree of aveira as similar to causing other people to do aveiras. So Kadosh Baruch Hu is not interested in you doing truva.
It's clear why. Because you cannot bring karbanas if you did something by mace. Remember this?
Yeah, we're not talking about karbanas, right?
It's the same thing. You cannot bring karbanas if you do by mace.
So again,
here you do by mace.
Right. And he's not saying, right, he's not saying anybody does an aveira by mace.
But next step, you start to use Torah as your kent. Is it fine? I do by mace. But this crazy rabbi says that it will be forgiven, I will be forgiven.
Right.
You destroy everything.
So again, we're going to see later on what some of the other categories are, because you'll be difficult for you to truva, you'll come to carry on doing it, things like that. See, he's not saying that. Here he's saying a different reason. It's because the Kodesh Baruch Hu sees it as a very serious aveira, and it's going to make it difficult for you to truva. Okay, so that's the first category, and we'll carry this on.
Did you find
next week?
No.